Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hello, Carrie Ann. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Mitchell.
Hola.
I had to work Thanksgiving Day, and somebody asked me how to cook a turkey.
So you had to work Thanksgiving Day. Let me see. You're working at a
grocery store?
Ooh, strong.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have anything to do with cooking or food?
No.
It doesn't.
That's why it's memorable.
You're a nurse.
No.
All right.
Was this a coworker that asked you?
No, this was somebody they called.
They called you to ask how to make a turkey on Thanksgiving.
But you don't do anything with food. Are you a 911 operator?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
All right. So you work at 911. It's Thanksgiving Day. Someone calls this turkey question. Now, do you try to walk them through it, or do you say, hey, man, this is an emergency line, and this is not that?
I told them that the higher temperature that they cook it at, the faster that it will cook.
That's in theory true, but that's not how you want to cook a turkey.
She didn't say she was going to help to make a good turkey. She said, what time of day did they make this call to you?
I want to say it was in the late afternoon.
Oh, they're screwed.
Yeah, it's way too late.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely
screwed. Plus, Butterball has a hotline. It doesn't matter if I buy a local turkey from a farmer.
Right.
If I don't know what the hell, I can still call Butterball. They will assist me.
You can also call 911 and ask for Carrie Ann. Now, Carrie Ann, how long did you work as a 911 dispatcher?
It was about 5 years.
5 years. And were you ever in a position where you, just by being on the phone, saved someone's life? And I don't mean you got the ambulance there. I mean, like, taught someone to do CPR or how to do the Heimlich or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was the regular occurrence.
Really?
Okay. Yep. So was the turkey call the weirdest one you ever got?
It was just memorable, you know. The strange became norm, you know. So there wasn't a whole lot that stuck out because they were all just rather ridiculous. I do remember there was a female politician. I don't live in Washington anymore, but I don't know if she's still in politics. But something had happened with her battery or something, but she was locked inside her car, and. We didn't have anybody that was available, and it wasn't really hot or really cold. She was fine,
You just left her in there.
Well, no, I just didn't have anybody to send to her right away, and you know, she had to remind me that she was the representative for that area and who she was, and you know, like it didn't matter if. It was the queen. I didn't have anybody.
How many times did you have to explain this to her before she accepted it, or did she accept it?
Well, she called in the first time and, you know, we entered the call, got our information and entered the call. But then when nobody showed up within the first 2 minutes, she called back and subsequently called a couple of times. And I sent a message to some of the other call receivers and I said, hey, if this screaming Mimi comes back, just a heads up. And so I heard my coworker answer the phone. Or say, you know, I heard one, what? I can't hear you. I don't know. Oh, is this Mimi?
So how long was she stuck in the car?
I mean, you can't call a tow truck driver, nothing?
Well, she could call a tow truck
driver. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like,
I mean, can you just say, you need to call a tow truck guy?
Yeah, can you explain, like, do you have AAA?
Do you have a husband that has a crowbar? Someone needs to come and break a window.
Right. It was not, you know, it was not life or death or imminent danger. And, you know, I just thought, well, you know, remember this when, you know, you have bills come up in Olympia that, you know, have some fiscal note attached to it to add more police officers to respond.
Okay, fair enough.
I support that guy.
I will say this.
You said she was locked in her car.
Yeah, she just, there was something with the battery that she wasn't able to roll the windows down or even open the doors. She had to remind me, you know, of how supportive she is of, you know, law enforcement and whatnot.
But, no, that's great, but they do real things. Yeah. You're stuck in your car.
Here's what you do. You get on I-5. You drive back and forth between JBLM and Olympia. That is the highest concentration of state troopers in this state.
Right.
You drive 105 miles an hour, I guarantee you a cop is going to assist you.
Right. And then when they pull you over, like, yeah. I wanted to get your attention.
That's exactly why I was driving. Why were you going 105, ma'am?
So you'd
because
pull
I'm
me over.
In my car. I can't even roll the window down.
I'm just curious, what percentage, you work in 911, quote-unquote, emergency, what percentage of the calls that you got were actual emergencies?
I would say probably, I mean, a lot of them were, you know, calls of, you know, people come out and their car was broken into and whatnot. It wasn't an emergency, but they did need a response of some sort. But as far as, like, immediate response, needing an immediate response, I would say maybe 25%.
Damn. All right. That sounds about right. Yeah. People have their own version of an emergency. And it's like, I get it. But is it 911 worthy? You know, I can't find my keys.
I mean, that
this
one's
an emergency
more,
to me. But
that one's a little more believable because it's you could just imagine a politician being arrogant.
Oh, of course. Like, why aren't they here yet?
Yeah.
Like, maybe they didn't vote for you. How about that?
Some people, I think, are just dumb.
I think both of those things can be true at the same time.
Yeah.
You're stuck in your car. Like, break the window.
Or, like, sometimes, you know, it's the middle of the day. It's like, well, the dog keeps barking. It's like, well, it's a dog. It's in a yard.
And that's like,
you don't need to call the cops for that.
But they do. You think anyone actually just calls 311? I feel like 911 gets all the calls. You're like, dude, this is a 311 problem, including your turkey being stuck in the car. And like Miles said, you could call AAA. You could call a tow truck driver. You could call the locksmith. You could call any freaking body.
Call any relative you have and say, look, I'm locked in my car. You need to get over here with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
You need to break Mimi out of this.
Mimi. This seems like a simple solution.
Good or bad, tell us about your most memorable day at work, and we'll try to guess your job. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
All right. So this was my first day on the job. We were at a residential house, and the guy I was with was using this equipment, and he got his hair stuck in it and wrapped all the way up, I mean, pretty much to his scalp. So I had to pull my pocket knife out and cut his hair off of this machine. And, I mean, if I wasn't there, it would have ripped, you know, the hair off his head. I mean, it was a crazy situation.
So after it caught his hair, it was still pulling it? Like, in other words, the machine was still operating?
Yes, so...
So it's a slower-moving machine then, obviously.
Yeah, it's supposed to have a device that you take your foot off of, so like a foot pedal.
Yeah.
And ours didn't, so I was holding a power cord, unplugged the machine when I saw it grab his hair, and tried to stop the drum from spinning, and it just kept spinning. So it wrapped all the way up. I mean, it was touching his scalp.
But it didn't scalp him, right?
Nope. But if I had went to the work truck about, I was there about 10 minutes earlier and had walked away from him. And if it would have been at that time, I mean, all I could imagine was it would have scalped his head.
Damn.
Yeah.
So what do you do? I can't even guess at this.
like I said, this is my first day. The second job that day, this will tell you kind of right away. So I wasn't familiar with everything and opened up a pipe and they were all backed up. So I took a sewage shower on the second job after cutting this.
So is this like a Roto-Rooter kind of thing?
You work in an RV dealership.
No. The Roto-Rooter type thing, yeah, a plumber.
Okay. All right.
And he got his hair stuck in the Roto-Rooter.
It was, yeah. And like I said, it wasn't like it was half of his hair. He had hair down to his chest, and it was windy out. It caught it, and luckily I noticed and just unplugged that, tried to stop the drum, but it still wrapped all the way up to his scalp, and he's sitting there yelling, "Do you have a knife? Cut me free!"
Then he
stuck to this thing.
Did he finish his shift, or did he go home?
Nope. He so after I cut his hair off, he's going, "Oh man, oh," and he smokes a cigarette and goes right back to the job and finishes the job.
See, I gotta call my boss. Go like, look, dude, I've got to go to Rudy's. I need a haircut, and I can't just walk around like with this. You got to see me, man.
It's not even a cool story to tell what happened. I was using a Roto-Rooter, dude. I'm getting poop out of my
pipe.
Yeah,
but he's still on the job.
That's true.
All right, like if you called me and I'm your boss, like I could go to Rudy's. Like, no, you
hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Don't. Just finish the job. You can go get a haircut later.
That's when I think there's an advantage to being a smoker. Right? Just the idea. Like, anybody's going to take time to try to shake it off. But somehow as a smoker, you're like, let me have a cigarette. For whatever reason.
Even if you're not a smoker, I need a cigarette right now.
Right. You can take that 5 minutes and somehow make sense of your world.
Good or bad, tell us about your most memorable day at work, and we'll try to guess your job. 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, and people don't. It's funny because smoking, right? Like, there's plenty of bad things about it, right? People don't
like
the smell
most of it, yes.
But you're right.
And those,
like, even if you're just waiting for people to leave and you're standing there having a cigarette, people go, oh, he's having a cig.
Right.
But if I was just to stand there and be like, I don't want to get in the car for another 3 minutes, people be like, F you, get in the car.
Get in the car, man. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
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 Hola. So
I'm Joe, and where can I start out with this wonderful day at work of mine?
Well, what happened?
Well, my pants fell down.
Your pants fell down.
You're a stripper.
Yeah.
Are you?
No.
Is this in front of coworkers? Or is this in front of clients?
Okay, I'm sorry. I've got to end this call, you guys. I'll call back.
Oh no.
Okay.
We're gonna find where pants fell down.
Jesus.
That was a strange phone call I've had in a while.
That was very weird.
Where do I start this? We'll just start it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's your story. How the hell do we know? It's not how crap works.
Your pants could fall down at any job.
Almost cussed.
Yeah, that's true.
Good or bad, tell us about your most memorable day at work, and we'll try to guess your job. You've got to give us a little more.
Come on, man.
We could do this together.
But now I want to know why our pants fell down.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.